Your reasons for listening to the show, well, those are your own. But just keep in mind that the views, information, or opinions expressed on the Tuttle Daily Podcast are solely those of the individuals involved and do not necessarily represent those of our sponsors. Yeah, it's called free speech, people. Nobody's forcing you to listen.
Get ready for your daily dose of Tuttle.
The all-time greatest intern slash producer we've ever had, of course, Tuttle. Tuttle in Florida.
From the Hobo Fish Camp, it's the Tuttle Daily Podcast.
No wonder nobody likes you, Tuttle. Everything's a goddamn debate.
Greetings and welcome to another edition of the Tuttle Daily Podcast. Hope you guys had a wonderful weekend. Make sure you go check out my website, Tuttle.net. Now, I got a little bit of a hyperlink page that my guy, Jason, I don't even know if I should have even said his last name, but Jason is the guy that created Tuttle.net. But if you go to Tuttle.net/vote, you can actually vote for me for best podcast in Orlando, not on the radio, in the Orlando Weekly Best of Competition. This is a yearly thing that they do. I know that I really, really don't have much of a chance because Tom and Dan has pretty much won the last, 8, 9, 10 years when it comes to best podcasts. But my sponsor, Scott York, you can go to his website, floridacannabiscoach.com. But he actually has a very, very sought-after Airbnb in historic downtown St. Augustine. So what I'm trying to tell you, if you go and vote for the Tuttle Daily Podcast for best podcast in Orlando, not on the radio, for the Orlando Weekly thing, and you take a screenshot of you voting for me and you tag me on either my Twitter, Facebook, or Instagram, you're automatically going to be registered for a 4-day, 3-night stay in St. Augustine. Now, there's also a couple of ways you can get a hold of me. I've told you guys that I love the interaction with you. You can email me, tuttle@gmail.com. That's Tuttle with 2 D's, tuttle@gmail.com. Or you can leave me a voicemail, 407-270-3044. Once again, that is 407-270-3044.
Hey, Tuttle, what's up? We're just listening to your podcast number, classic episode number 346 with Josh. And you guys were talking about the incident in 2016 with Hurricane Matthew where you were talking to Natasha Fata on BBC News Network.
So if you're new to the show and you do not know what this guy, this supporter of the Tuttle Daily Podcast that just left me a voicemail is talking about, back in 2016 when we had Hurricane Matthew that came in, it came really, really close to the coastline and never made a landfall in the state of Florida. But I was doing a lot of tweeting and stuff, and one of the producers for CBC Radio, or not radio, but it's kind of like BBC, but it's CBC. I don't know what the final C. It's Canadian Broadcasting Company, I would think, just by going from the acronym. But a producer reached out to me and was like, hey, you think you might want to come on the show? We're talking about Hurricane Matthew. And I was like, hell yeah, I'm going to take a chance. Like, I am an attention whore. Like, I'll admit that. I am an attention whore. So when I knew that they were going to have me on the TV up in Canada, I was like, all right, I know how to work. I'm going to put like this, because we ended up leaving the shoreline here on the intercoastal. We went more inland. But fortunately, my uncle, where we were staying at, has a pond there. So like I kind of fooled them a little bit. I was standing in the lake, and I wanted to make sure it was windy, and I could find debris that I could show them that had fallen. And these, I don't want to say dumbass Canucks, but the Canucks, the people from Toronto, they bought the bit hook, line, and sinker all day long. So that's why I'm not even worried about the Tampa Bay Lightning against the Montreal Canadiens. I think that's where they are. I don't even think they've even been to a final since 1993. But I digress. This is the video that I did. And I got to tell you, I can't remember what the last name he said, but Natasha is hot as F.
That hilarious 4-minute clip where you are saying that things were really getting bad and it really wasn't that serious. I remember when I lived in Orlando at the time and that stuff was hilarious. But that's something you need to bring up. Speaking of which, when's the next time you're going to be on Bubba's show? Because you guys need to talk about it on a podcast or on a live after show or during the show.
I kind of talked about this a little bit. I am not completely banned from being on the air at the Bubba Radio Network, but I can't, I'm not allowed on the terrestrial side of it. And I don't want anybody to think that I'm mad or upset or I'm butthurt, because I'm not. Like, because I went on and I talked, because I still do think that Shannon kind of has an axe to grind with me. But I ended up getting an email that had some audio where Shannon was talking about, it was right before the event, the 1-year anniversary of Floyd and Radio, where they had that at the coffee shop, and I showed up. I heard him say, oh, well, I'll definitely take care of that. Because I still have not been able to find out who actually has the real problems with me at Florida Man Radio. And I love Florida Man Radio. Like, seriously, I am a big fan of talk radio, and just to have another FM talk radio station to be able to listen to here in this area, even though I got to admit, and this is not a dig in any way, but the signal is not that great. I can barely pick it up in Volusia County, so I need to listen online. But no, I love Florida Man Radio. I would love to work for Florida Man Radio. And if I'm just being honest, Florida Man Radio would be smart to bring me on board, because I do have a name. And I don't want anybody to think that I have an ego or anything. No, I don't have an ego at all. I'm just very, very confident in what I've been able to do in my career. Even though it may not seem like I've not accomplished anything, you know, this podcast, I've talked about this. This podcast has made me a better broadcaster to be able to just get on and talk by myself for an hour every single day. I talked about this a little bit with Tom Van, a.k.a. Drunky the Bear, the last time I was on with Tom and Dan. I was like, I would love to see. I was like, hey, TC, Tom Van. You know, because I had offered to fill in while they were on vacation. And he was like, oh, nobody wants to hear that. And I was like, oh, yeah, okay. Do you think you could do what I could do doing this show all by myself? And it is recorded. I'll admit that it is recorded. But if you listen to the show closely, and I don't know if you guys have recognized this, I actually leave in most of the mistakes that I make now. Because I want it to be real. I don't want you guys to think that I'm doing this all by myself and then just going back and editing the fuck out of it. No, that's not what I'm doing. I got some big things planned coming up here that will definitely for sure show you my full potential as a broadcaster.
Next time you're on there and play that clip for Bubba, I think it would be hilarious to go over that. Since Bubba loves to rip on Hurricanes anyway, so it'd be a great piece of material. So keep that in mind, Tuttle, and you can get back on Bubba's show. We miss you.
If I'm just being honest, like, one of the biggest things that could happen to me is that I could end up back on the Bubba the Love Sponge show to be able to work at the BRN. But I really don't think that's ever going to happen again. And it's and that is not a dig at Bubba or anything like that. Matter of fact, I cannot blame him at all. I mean, he's got to protect his own. He's got to protect the crew that he's with. And I don't want to do anything to endanger that. Now, if Bubba called me tonight, like, I would drop immediately what I'm doing to be able to go there. And I don't want you guys to think that I'm gonna stop doing the podcast, because I'm not going to stop doing the podcast. Nope. That is going to be one of the stipulations of any radio show. I don't give a fuck who it is. That if I come on board and I'm a part of your crew, I still get to do my podcast. That's a deal breaker. It really, really is, because what I've been able to do with this podcast has all been from word of mouth. Because every time that I've tried to do stuff online, it is I've had a terrestrial radio station to be able to promote it on. I've not had that with the Tuttle Daily Podcast. Every single bit of growth is from the supporters of this dumbass podcast that I'm doing on a daily basis. So when I got this voicemail from this supporter of the Tuttle Daily Podcast, I was like, all right, well, he's bringing up that video. I was curious to be able to see if that video was even still available. And goddammit, it was. I found it. It is now available on my YouTube channel, youtube.com/Tuttle. That's youtube.com/Tuttle. That's Tuttle with two D's. T-U-D-D-L-E. Make sure you subscribe and hit that bell button, because when you hit that bell button, you're going to get alerted to any time I go live or upload any new content, just like the audio that I'm about to play for you. Because, you know, this is the audio part of it. If you want to see it visually, go to youtube.com/Tuttle.
Waves up to 2 meters high rolled into the city. Roofs were ripped off the homes. Piers have been damaged, and it's all prompted an exodus from the coast.
I don't want anybody to think that I'm downplaying the severity of Hurricane Matthew at the time. Hell, we were out of power for like 8, maybe even 10 days. And listen, if you've never been to Florida, not having air conditioning during the summertime, sun just blazing, because when a hurricane moves out, it takes all the clouds with it. So there is absolutely no protection from the sun. Plus you have all the water, the humidity. Oh, it was so miserable. But living and being a Floridian, we really, really do not take hurricanes serious until they get at least to a Category 3. Now, 4 is when you start kind of, you know, heading for the hills. 5, might want to get the fuck out of the state. But for the most part, these Canadians were like acting like this was the worst storm ever to hit. And yeah, it was bad, but not as bad as they were playing it up. So, you know what? I gave them a little bit of what they wanted. Went out there. And by the way, once again, you can check out this video on my YouTube channel, youtube.com/Tuttle. We went to my uncle's house, and I ended up, he has this lake, and I ended up standing in the lake, right next to the lake, to make it seem like there was flooding. I found some of the damaged stuff around there. So yeah, I knew how to work it.
One of those who fled for higher ground is Patrick Fowler. He's originally from Edgewater, just south of Daytona Beach, but Patrick drove 20 minutes inland to Deltona.
I still hate looking at old pictures and videos of me during my drinking days, because, yeah, I look so, not obese, but I'm definitely a little overweight, look unhealthy as fuck, because I'm just drinking and taking everything that I can. I mean, I look a lot younger than what I actually should be for the amount of, like, toxins and stuff that I put in my body, but I just did not look as healthy as I do right now. And I just cringe watching or even hearing this video. Hearing my real name. Patrick is such a weird, just lame-ass name. But, you know what? It's kind of grown on me. Maybe it's because that I've also gone by an alter ego by the name of Tuttle.
And that is where we've reached him now. And I can see those wind gusts. Thanks for making time for us, Patrick. Before we get into your story, just give me a sense of where you are, how it looks where you are.
Right now, we are about 20 minutes inland. We were told mandatory evacuations yesterday around 10 a.m., so it didn't give us a lot of time to prepare to get out of here. But right now, the conditions...
By the way, mandatory evacuations are a bunch of bullshit. Like, they really never enforce them. And look, as many guns that are in the state of Florida, good luck trying to get somebody to leave their house when they don't want to. Yeah, it sucks. It's dumb. But, you know, like, if you don't evacuate, don't count on the first responders coming and helping you out. It's just stupid. That's why they want you to leave. They don't want the cops, the firefighters, and stuff to be out in this just absolutely horrendous weather. But yeah, I mean, they really never enforce those evacuation things. It's just more of a suggestion.
The rain has stopped, but we're still getting gusts that are around maybe about 40 miles an hour here. The storm is to the north of us. It's about parallel with Flagler Beach right now.
Is it safe to be where you are right now?
Yeah. There's not a lot of debris. I can actually turn around and kind of show you guys a little bit of the damage.
Once again, if you want to check out this video, because you're going to want, this chick is hot as hell, too. Man, maybe one of the hottest Indian descent of women that I've ever seen until recently. But what I'm trying to say is you definitely want to check out this video. And it's amazing the difference in the quality of video, because I think I was rocking the iPhone 8 at the time, and the video quality is shit compared to the 12s at the moment.
That has been taking place here. We got some trees that are down right now. You can see the lake right now. We had a little bit of a storm surge in this lake because the wind was pushing.
The one thing you got to understand, this is a freshwater lake that I'm actually standing in. And I would have gone out further into the water to make it look even better. But the last thing I wanted to do, and that's the other thing about living in Florida, pretty much any fresh water, body of water, has an alligator in it. Well, I got to tell you, it would have been some great footage for CBC, the Canadian Broadcasting Corporation, I think, if I just would have got snapped up by an alligator during a hurricane. I got to admit, even though it would have sucked to get eaten by an alligator, that would be some goddamn great entertainment for them.
Change directions, and it's coming out of the north now. The storm surge on this little lake has not been as bad.
So your home is in Edgewater, and you initially didn't want to leave when the warnings came out, when the advisories came out. But in the end, you decided maybe it's time to go. So what pushed you to that point?
Actually, now looking back on it, the only reason that we did evacuate was because Dad, my pops, who just recently passed away, was afraid that his gun collection would get messed up if there was a lot of flooding and stuff. And we went to my uncle's house. So it is me, my mom, my dad. My dad's probably got an arsenal of like 25 guns in the back of his truck. One, or actually two of them included, were AR-15s. And I was like, Dad, just please drive safe. I mean, legally, I mean, I don't think he was doing anything wrong. Could you imagine getting stopped during a natural disaster and you got like 25 guns on you, probably about 5,000 rounds of ammo and shit? Yeah, that would have been kind of a hard one to explain, even though my dad's never, ever had a felony charge put on him his whole entire life.
Well, I've been through a lot of storms. I was here in 2005 whenever all the hurricanes came through, Hurricane Charlie, was not as bad. This storm was supposed to be bad. The thing that got us out of here the quickest was the storm surge. We live less than 300 yards away from the intercoastal, right there in Edgewater. And the storm surge was predicted to be anywhere from 8 to 10 feet.
By the way, I had no clue what the storm surge was going to be. And listen, those Canucks up in Canada didn't really know either. I've always lived by the motto, fake it until you make it. You know, even if you're not knowledgeable, just try. That's one thing about some broadcasters. They won't open up their mouth or if they're on the radio. You know, just give your opinion. If it's wrong, it's wrong. They can fucking make fun of you and stuff. But yeah, fake it till you make it. I mean, it could have been like a 4 or 5 foot storm surge, but I kind of doubled it. You got to learn something in radio math. There is a thing called radio math. I mean, you take the real number and you kind of double it. Because a lot of radio hosts, like when they have promotions, if they tell you that 200 people showed up for a public appearance, they'll tell you 4. And if it's 1,000, they'll tell you 2,000, and so on and so on. I don't know why I'm explaining it. I'm sure if you're listening to this show, you know how math works.
And I think it ended up somewhere around maybe 6 to 7. But that's still a lot of storm surge when you only live 300 yards from the water.
300 yards, that's so close, Patrick. What did you do to secure your home before you left?
Also, look, this is a professional broadcaster. Like, I'm sure, because I think this is a national news service, that I was on. So, yeah, there, I mean, she knows what she's doing, but now listening back to it, why does she sound so happy? Oh, my God, Patrick, you only live 300 yards? What are you going to do? Hey, I'm going through a Category 3 hurricane right now. Maybe you shouldn't be as bubbly as you sound right now. Just saying.
We drove some anchor bolts that you can drill down into the ground, and we actually strapped over the top of the trailer. You can hear the winds are starting to pick up a little bit more here. These are those gusts that I was actually talking about that we get every so often. So, yeah, now that it is a little calm, I suggest people still stay in. There's actually a...
Hey, anybody at the Weather Channel listening to this right now? Because I almost sound like Tuttle Cantori. I'm always, look, I'm a hired gun right now. I'll go out there and stand right on the beach as a Category 5 is coming in. I have no fear when it comes to that stuff. Like I told you, I'm not afraid to interview anybody, and I will interview a Category 5 hurricane as soon as that bitch comes ashore.
A curfew until 2 p.m. tomorrow, but I'm actually thinking about going home early to be able to check out the damage and stuff because it is the only home that we have.
Do you have a sense of what it's like at home right now?
You know what? Fuck it. I'm going to do it. The guy that actually owns the park here at the Hobo Fish Camp, he actually posted some videos on the Fish Camp's Facebook page. And I got to tell you, the flooding was pretty goddamn bad. And I'm going to jack his content. I mean, I don't think he's going to care. And if I'm just being honest, I don't think he will even know. But I'll get that up on my YouTube channel later today, youtube.com/Tuttle.
We've gotten a couple of phone calls. They said that the water still has not receded yet. The storm surge was not as bad as it was going to be. Luckily, you know, I work over in Tampa at a radio station that could be heard in Toronto. So
if you didn't know what I was doing there, I didn't want to just hit him right over the head and throw in a plug for the Bubba the Love Sponge show. I do end up mentioning Bubba's name, but yeah, I was trying to get a little plug in there for the show because we were heard in Toronto area, Ontario, Peterborough, Ontario, Canada. I think it's close to Toronto. I'm really, really not sure. So yeah, I do get Bubba's name in by the end of this interview.
You know, we're very familiar with you guys and stuff, but you know, he gave me the day off. Bubba gave me the day off to be able to come over and help my parents prepare for the storm.
And where are your parents right now?
My parents, they're inside. They're actually here. We actually went to my uncle's house. There's some damage that has been done around here. A lot of small trees and stuff. The roads are very, very wet, but they said that it could take a little bit of time before the water recedes back into the ocean.
Patrick, you live in this area. As you say, you live so close to the coast. Your parents are there. You work there. How does Matthew compare to other experiences, to other similar sorts of storms?
I think that it could have been a lot worse just to the fact that it stayed off the coast. You know, the predictions that we were getting with the 8 to 10 foot storm surge, it was supposed to come on land around south of us, around where NASA is, Cape Canaveral. So we got out of there. Once they said 8 to 10 foot storm surge, I would say this one's behind Charlie. Charlie had way too much more, had a lot more damage than what this storm did.
Yeah, that was actually the first hurricane that I actually had to cover while being on the air. Man, my wife at the time was so pissed that I had to go into work. She was like, oh, what about us and the dogs? I was like, listen, I got to work. I was on the Drew Garabo show when Hurricane Charlie, actually the eye of Hurricane Charlie came through Orlando area, and we were on the air. Like, we actually slept at the radio station for a couple of days because, I mean, we went wall-to-wall coverage with hurricane coverage because Charlie was, like, one of the worst storms we had gotten, I think, maybe since Hurricane Andrew.
So you're heading back to your home. You're not quite sure what to expect. Where are you planning on sleeping tonight?
Well, if the trailer's still there, we'll definitely...
I'm sure the listeners, when they heard trailer, they were probably like, oh, my God. This is the guy. You know how I always say that they try to find the dumbest, most white trash motherfuckers to interview? Even though they might not know all the info, they do it on purpose. They do it on purpose. Mark my words, they do it. I was like, am I one of those people now? Because when I brought up trailer, as soon as the word came out of my mouth, I was like, oh, fuck, these Canadians probably are like, this guy's got a moonshine still. That's the only thing he's worried about.
We sleep. During Hurricane Charlie, we were almost out of power for almost 10 days. And you can imagine here in the state of Florida, going without air conditioning and stuff, it is pretty miserable.
The funny thing is, you know, I didn't take a shower for like 7 days. And like I said, being in the summertime, I really started to stink. We had no running water. The only place I found with running water was they have this like outside shower near the public boat ramp. And I did. I went down there in some tidy whities because I usually do not wear underwear. Put those bitches on and I showered right there in front of everybody. I did. I even like took the bar soap, put it inside my underwear. I'm sure, like, I mean, I looked around to make sure there were no kids around because I didn't want to catch a charge of, like, indecent exposure or something like that. But, man, that was some refreshing shit, man. To be able to get that shower, to be able to go down there and cool off a little bit and get clean was one of the greatest things of that I had ever experienced.
Okay, well, Patrick, thanks for making the time for us. It's windy out there. It could potentially be a bit messy when you go home, so stay safe.
I'll definitely keep you updated, and thank you so much for having me on.
Absolutely. We reach Patrick Fowler in Deltona, Florida.
All right, guys, I know I went a little long in the first segment. Just wanted to share that. You know, that all led up to from the voicemail that I got from earlier starting out the show. And if you'd like to interact with me, you can easily do that. You can email me, Tuttle@gmail.com, or leave me a voicemail, 407-270-3044. Be back in a few minutes. You are listening to the Tuttle Daily Podcast.
Great news, folks. You now have the chance to see the face in front of that sexy voice. Right you are, sir. The Tuttle Daily Podcast streams Monday to Friday on YouTube. Anything can happen at the Hobo Fish Camp.
Oh,
okay.
Oh,
okay, sir. That's enough. Okay. So go to youtube.com/Tuttle. Don't forget to subscribe and hit that bell button so you're notified anytime Tuttle goes live. Good job, sir. Questions? Comments? Concerns? Compliments? Or do you just want to tell Tuttle to fuck off? In any event, contact Tuttle. Tuttle@gmail.com.
It's Tuttle with two D's, dumbass.
It's time for the Orlando Weekly Best of 2021.
Right you are, Amy, and we need your help.
Wait, you need my help?
No, the listeners' help.
Oh, the Tuttle Daily Podcast listeners' help. Apologies, I thought you meant... anyway.
Okay, thanks, Amy. Yes, fans, that's right. Our boy has been nominated for Orlando Weekly's Best Orlando Podcast.
And what a journey it's been for Tuttle, from the pinnacles of terrestrial radio and having various instruments inserted into his rectum to making an attempt at rebuilding his broadcasting career by starting a podcast with nothing more than an iPhone 7 in a late model PT Cruiser.
Look, being nominated for Orlando Weekly's Best of 2021 podcast hasn't been easy. Sure, the other nominees have fancy stuff like studios with chairs and air conditioning, actual microphones, reliable Wi-Fi, running water.
The point is this, Josh. Our guy Tuttle is back on the air and needs your help to push him over the finish line and into the graces of Orlando audio royalty.
Indeed, Amy. You can vote at tuttle.net/vote.
Let's show the people that Tuttle is back and here to stay. Again, vote for the Tuttle Daily Podcast at tuttle.net/vote.
Welcome back to the Tuttle Daily Podcast. Make sure you go to tuttle.net/vote. Right now, I am in the running for best podcast in Orlando, not on the radio, for the Orlando Weekly Best of Yearly Competition that they have. Now, I had Scott York on my YouTube channel the other day, and he gave me a great offer. If you go and vote for me on that website, tuttle.net/vote, take a screenshot of you voting for me and tag me either on Twitter, Facebook, or Instagram, and you will automatically be registered to win a 4-day, 3-night stay in Scott York's Airbnb that is located in historical downtown St. Augustine. He said you can actually see the fort from the balcony. So what I'm trying to say is St. Augustine is officially the oldest town in the United States of America. So it's a great, great offer. Go to tuttle.net/vote. All right. As you can tell from the audio, I've gotten a lot of great audio this weekend just looking around. Now, this next clip that I'm going to play for you, I don't have a lot of backstory on this one. I found this on World Star Hip Hop, but I'm from what I'm getting is that this guy that is talking is homosexual. But he talks about how all straight guys, when they hang out, just jack off. They jerk off with each other. Like, they're not jacking each other off. They're jerking themselves off. I guess they're watching porn. I don't know if they're playing a game of, like, who can, you know, come faster. But I found this very, very suspicious. And I know, like, I've never, ever once in a million years been hanging out with my buddies. Like, here, I'll give you an example. My childhood friends, Howard and Derek. We were never sitting around at the Derek's compound where his family lived at, all by ourselves saying, hey, feel like jacking off? No, I'm not going to jack you off. We're just going to jack ourselves off, and we'll watch something on TV. Hell, we could just not watch anything. No, I've never done that before. Now, I know a lot of you listeners that have been listening to me for a while are probably like, bullshit, Tuttle. That was not in my normal life. One of the worst bits that I ever had to do, stunts, was on Bubba's show. There's two of them. One, the anal expansion challenge and the circle jerk challenge. Now, if you don't know what a circle jerk is, it's pretty much self-explanatory. But it was myself and three other interns or, like, behind-the-scenes workers completely nude with our ankles handcuffed to each other, like, in a circle. We had to look at each other. And the person that could, jack off to completion first ended up winning $1,000, I think. Man, it was a good prize. I could have really used that money at the time as well, too. They get $75 because D-Ball, the African-American gentleman next to me, got a little bit of his stuff on my right knee. So they felt bad about that and threw me $75. But I'm going to play this audio clip for you, and I'm going to break it down because I think that this is a gay man. And he was like, what? You guys want to chat? I'm down. I mean, it's a pretty good scenario. It's like if I was in a room with three other women and they were like, hey, let's masturbate together. Like, hell yeah, let's do it. So here's the audio that I find a little sus.
Yes, straight men, straight boys jerk off together when they do sleepovers.
Listen, I'm sure that it does happen, but it's never happened in my life. Not something that I've experienced. You know, that I mean, that's like, hey, we're about to go out, you and your roommate, and they're like, yeah, let's unload the gun. Let's you know, fire off a few shots before we go out. Because you never want to go out to meet the ladies when you haven't masturbated or released, some substances before you go out. Because you might be a little too sensitive. Hey, you want to run one out before we go? Yeah, bro. And how close do you sit to each other? Like, I mean, would it be weird, like, if you're both sitting on the same couch? Sitting next to each other on the floor, like Indian style? I don't know who jerks off in Indian style. Sitting Indian style. Is Indian style a racist term, by the way, too? I mean, they're talking about Native Americans. They're not talking about, like, Indian Indians. With the cancel culture now, I'm being way too cautious.
Like, I did this multiple times, multiple different people, sometimes just, like, one-on-one. Sometimes there's a group of us. It happens. I never, did it to another person. Like, we never did any of, like, the circle stuff.
Lately, I've been giving you guys questions. I haven't done it in a couple of days, but I like to drum up some interaction because I cannot take live phone calls, but I do have a studio in the works, taking the shed right next to the fifth wheel. I'm going to turn that into a studio. Maybe I will be able to take some phone calls soon, but I'd like to hear from you. Like, has this ever happened to you? If you're out there, guys, I know I got a bunch of guy listeners, but has this ever happened to you? Have you ever masturbated with one of your homies? You can email me, Tuttle@gmail.com. That's Tuttle with two Ds, Tuddle@gmail.com. Or you can leave me a voicemail, 407-270-3044.
But it was us all in the same room, jerking off together. And like I saw, like you could see what was going on.
That's the other thing. That was the hardest part about that dumbass bit, circle jerk challenge that we did, was looking at the other people. You know, looking at another man in his eyes while you have your penis in your hand, trying to jack off till completion. Yeah, that is a very, very odd situation, scenario that you never thought in a million years you'd be in. But God damn it, I guess that's the radio lifestyle.
But what I think is so telling about this is this, like, this is not just me saying like, oh, let's do this tonight when we have the sleepover. This was everyone. This was a collective agreement to do this together.
You say everybody wanted to do it. Maybe they all did want to do it, but you don't want to be the first one to make that suggestion. You just don't want to be the first one in because you seem too excited. Like if you go to your boy, hey guys, I got a great idea before we go out and, play a little b-ball or, you know, outside of the school, up to no good, making trouble in my neighborhood. Yeah, I tried to recite the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air theme song. I thought I still knew it. I don't know. Maybe all the CTE. But yeah, what I'm trying to say is you don't want to be the one that makes that suggestion. But this guy's kind of like making it sound like they all simultaneously. Hey, gay guys. I said gay. Hey, guys, what do you want to do tonight? Oh, jerk off with each other.
Obviously, I had my own motivations for wanting to do it. But this isn't something that I forced on people. This is something that would be often suggested by other people. And I'd be like, sure. You guys want to hear more about my experiences as a straight passing person? Please let me know. I could probably make a long series about this.
That's the bad part about finding audio on WorldStar. They really don't give you a lot of back info, but man, oh man, what I would give to be able to interview this guy. I don't know. He could be just trolling us all, trying to, because everybody wants to be TikTok famous. Everybody wants to be internet famous, Instagram famous, Twitter famous, just famous for doing some dumb shit. And you'll make up a story just as, yeah, me and my buddies. But am I the only one that says passing as a straight person? That's why I think that this guy telling the story is homosexual. And you know what? Good for him. Good for him that situation, if true, came upon him. Because I'm sure that it's tough being a gay man sometimes. I mean, it's gotten better. But you just don't know. And plus, you know, you get to see a bunch of dudes jacking it. And you would be cool with that. But you don't want to seem too excited. Because they're going to be like, you know, you're a little too much into this. Well, dude, I'm enthusiastic about everything I do. And including masturbation. I kind of went away from using those, like, little stingers to separate. You know, going from story to story. I just could not find a good segue to go from audio of a guy talking about circle jerking or group masturbation into the next piece of audio that I'm about to play for you, which talks about critical race theory. You know, this has been a big debate. A lot of people think that it's going to just divide the country even more. And I do agree. Look, I don't want anybody to think that I don't think racism is still not a thing here in the United States. The systemic racism, that's why, you know, the inner city schools, the schools that maybe aren't doing too well on the grades or maybe doing well on testing, that's how ass backwards our country is. Like, the poor schools, the ones that aren't doing too well, they don't get enough money. They actually get money taken away from them. And the schools that test high, they actually get more money. And that doesn't make sense. It just seems like you would want to give more money to the schools that are doing poorly to be able to help them out. But no, we don't do that. This audio that I'm about to play for you is, I think, at a school board meeting. And this is an African-American father talking about and giving his opinion on critical race theory being taught in schools. Like, I really don't have an opinion on it because I'm not a minority. I was, you know, as a white person, things are a lot easier. I'm not saying, like, all white people have it easy. But, I mean, through the years, we kind of have. But there are white people that are getting, judged. I think classism, and I don't even know if that's a word, but I think there's a big difference about the rich versus the poor. And please, I'm not some socialist or anything. I'm not saying you got to spread wealth. Not everybody can be rich. Because if everybody was rich, they would actually all be poor. You have to have the haves, and then you have to have the have-nots. It's just the way that the world is always going to work.
You talk about critical race theory, which is pretty much going to be teaching kids how to hate each other, how to dislike each other. It's pretty much what it's going to all come down to. You're going to deliberately teach kids? This white kid right here got it better than you because he white? You're going to personally tell a white kid, oh, the black people are all down and suppressed? How do I have two medical degrees if I'm sitting here oppressed?
The sad thing is that this guy will get ostracized by his own race. They'll be like, you know what? I'm going to say the word. They're going to call him an Uncle Tom. They're going to be like, yo, why ain't you looking out for us, my brother? No. The guy's making some great points, and it is true. It's true. Look at here. I was watching the Olympic trials last night. Simone Biles, probably one of the greatest gymnasts of all time. Everybody wanted to talk about how the Russians were all the shit. When it comes to gymnastics, no. Simone Biles, black, adopted, and still has probably 5, 6, maybe 8 gold medals when it comes to her sport. So, yeah, it does happen, but it's a lot harder. It is. As a white man, I can say that it is harder for African Americans, Spanish people, immigrants to this country to get ahead. It's just, it's the case. It happens. No matter how hard you work. And good for this guy pulling himself up by his bootstraps.
How did I get? First of all, stand up. We've only got 5 minutes now. Not 5 minutes. 2 medical degrees. No mom, no dad in the house. Worked my way through college. Sat there and hustled my butt off to get through college. You gonna tell me somebody that looked like all y'all white folks kept me from doing that? Are you serious? Not one white person ever came to me and said, well, son, you're never gonna be able to get nowhere because you know the black people. But guess what? What's sickening about this whole thing is what y'all doing right now is already something I do in my community right now to speak out against stuff because black folks are getting told by other black folks, oh, you know you ain't gonna be able to do nothing out there in the world because them white folks ain't gonna let you get no, oh, you know you're not gonna be able to do it here because...
It's sad, but this guy is gonna get killed by the black community. Not actually killed, but they're gonna lambaste him. They are. They're gonna be like, man, you're messing up a good thing here for us. No, it is true, though. Like, I don't really want to give too much opinion on that. And I know that sounds weird as a podcast host, radio host, personality, whatever you want to call me. I should have an opinion on it, but I'm not African-American. So I really have not had to experience the same type of things. I've seen it go on, and this guy is going to do that. And I would like to hear from you. What do you think? Should critical race theory be taught in our school systems? You can give me a call, 407-270-3044, and leave a voicemail, or you can email me, tuttle@gmail.com.
The white man going to keep you down. Well, how did I get where I am right now if some white man kept me down? How am I now directing over folks that look just like you guys in this room right now? How? What kept me down? What oppressed me? I work for myself from off the streets to where I am right now. You going to sit there and tell me this lie of critical race theory? Of this the reason why black folks can't get ahead because of white folks? Are you kidding me? This is what we come to now. I can't believe we're even talking about this right now. The last thing I'm going to say right here is something that's crazy. Martin Luther King said he wanted his kids to grow up in a world where they are judged by the contents of their what? Their character, not their skin. If they letting this stuff go on right now, it is absolutely doing the complete reverse of what he's doing. So when February comes, don't talk about Martin Luther King. When February comes, don't talk about Black History Month. Y'all gonna sit there and just pretty much pee on his grave with this nonsense? That's exactly what's about to happen.
By the way, this is all off of the top of this guy's head. He doesn't have notes. He doesn't have a piece of paper. He just gets up, speaks from the heart. And I got to tell you, he makes some really, really valid points that have changed my mind about it. For a while there, I was like, you know what? Maybe it might be a good thing for critical race theory to be taught. But this is an African-American father speaking out against critical race theory being taught in our public schools here in the state of Florida.
Lastly, We are talking about our kids. We are talking about our children. What's so sickening about me, I love the Discovery Channel. You will see that on the Discovery Channel, animals will put their lives on the line to protect their children from danger. Nobody want to get to the heart of the matter, get to the meat of the matter, get to more of the story. It all comes down to it. The person that's going to be suffering from this, the one's going to be hurt from this, is the kids.
Trick Daddy, love the kids.
I don't know why. I'm not, man, I'm so nerdy anytime I try to be cool. But yeah, Trick Daddy does love the kids.
10 years from now, if this stuff goes on, whose fault is it going to be? Whose fault is it going to be? Who are we going to look back on and blame for this? Because this is stuff we're talking about right now. This stuff is going on right now. I do this stuff on a daily basis. I'm in the hood. I'm in the communities. I'm out there with folks in their face. I've been doing stuff since I was 18 years old, talking to black folks. And you know what? None of them are buying this nonsense.
I'm not trying to be a dick, but the more and more I listen to this guy talk, kind of a bragger. And I don't think people like braggers. You know, braggers, they will just brag and brag and brag. Because this guy's talking all about, I mean, this is like a hip-hop artist. Because that's all hip-hop has become now. It's about what I have and you don't have. And that's all it is. It's just a big brag fest. And this guy's talking about everything he has. Man, I'm actually kind of jealous of this dude's life. I'm doing a podcast that barely allows me to make it by in life. And I record it on an iPhone and a PT Cruiser. And this guy is just going off at a public school board meeting. You know what? I've always wanted to go to one of the like county council meetings or school board meetings and just kind of filibuster, get up there, start talking, and just talk until they actually have to physically pull me out of the building.
None of them are. But if you want to implement this into the school system, I guarantee you to the day that I die, I'm going to be the very person right there debunking stuff, tearing stuff down, letting them know they can do exactly what I did and get exactly where I am by putting themselves to work and getting there. And ain't not one white person ever gonna keep any of them from getting there. So the CRT stuff, BS.
I didn't catch that when I first listened to this audio, but did you hear the Karen in the background saying, stop screaming? You know, that's another thing about white people. Like, they start getting nervous whenever an African-American starts getting worked up or, you know, maybe starts speaking at a higher octave. I'm like, oh my God, honey, where's the door? This black man is getting angry. No, he's not getting angry. He's just passionate about what he was saying. Here, listen to what the Karen had to say.
Don't keep any of them from getting there.
The only thing that could have made this audio better is if this guy would have turned around and said, told this Karen to shut her cracker ass mouth. And then dropped the mic and walked out. But I just wanted to share that from you. Once again, I would like to hear from you. Like, should critical race theory be taught in our public schools here in the United States? You can email me, tuttle@gmail.com, or leave me a voicemail, 407-270-3044. Going to take a quick break. Be back in a few minutes to wrap up the show. You are listening to the Tuttle Daily Podcast.
Wish you could have just flown and had your vehicle arrive a day or two later so you can enjoy more time doing what's important to you? Well, you can. Just give Starfire Transport a call. Let the professionals do the driving while you're flying. Starfire Transport specializes in RV and auto transport. They'll also haul watercraft from boats to PWCs, cargo trailers, and more. Service available throughout the continental United States. So don't wait. Call Brian today at 574-349-4193 or 989-751-6106 for your next move. 10% off for veterans past or present. Also, make sure to tell them Tuttle sent you for an additional discount. That's Starfire Transport. Want to support the show? Go to paypal.me/Tuttle on the radio.
Welcome back to the Tuttle Daily Podcast, last segment of today's show. Want to get into two quick pieces of audio before I go because I've kind of gone long in the first two segments. But you guys know, like, I don't consider myself an atheist. I consider myself more of somebody that just hates organized religion. I think churches need to be taxed. They all need to be taxed. I also have a problem with the sexual abuse that's running rampant through the Catholic Church. And speaking of the Catholic Church, just to let you know, Pope Francis, he talked to the holy leader and there's prayers going out to the people in the building that collapsed down in Surfside, South Florida.
Word of this tragedy has reached the Vatican. Pope Francis is offering prayers for those affected by the collapse.
Hey, Pope, instead of prayers, how about you send some of those billions and billions of dollars that you guys make every single year by these sheep that just throw money into the collection plate that's just going to go to pay off families of the kids that get abused by your cardinals, your priests. Not the St. Louis Cardinals, the actual cardinals, like the religious cardinals. Yeah, that's, you know, like, I don't judge people on what they believe, but when somebody tells me they are Catholic, I'm just like, why? Why? You know that money that you're putting in that collection plate is going to protect pedophiles. And I know that some people think that I'm making a stretch there. No. I'm really, really not. So save your prayers. Where were your prayers? You know, if God is controlling of everything, which it says in the Bible, you know, a lot of you people think that I've never read the Bible, so I really don't know. No, he's in control of everything. Where was God when that building collapsed? Just asking a serious question. Because you can't tell me that there were no, like, marks, worshipers of our holy God, you know, Jesus Christ, little baby Jesus. No, there was probably a lot of Christians in there. And you know what? There was a lot of Jews in there as well, too. So maybe God's just being a dick. And it was like, hey, how can I take out a bunch of Jews? Because, you know what? They're responsible for killing my son that I sent to earth. Man, see, that's the thing. I probably shouldn't have said that, but, you know, cancel culture. You know what? Fuck it. Fuck it.
That's right. Miami's Archdiocese sending a statement reading, "The Holy Father has asked me to express his deep sadness at the grievous loss of life. He offers his heartfelt prayers that Almighty God will grant eternal peace to those who have died, comfort to those who mourn their loss, and strength to all those affected by this immense tragedy."
Word of God, man, I get so angry. I know that I probably lose some supporters, some listeners, by my stance on organized religion, but it is a racket. It is a racket. Joel Osteen and the Catholic Church both got bailout money from our country. I don't think you deserve a goddamn thing. Yep, I use the Lord's name in vain. If you don't pay taxes, you should not be getting bailed out by our government. Plus, we're also a nation of separation of church and state. So I don't understand why we're giving money to these churches that do not pay taxes. So last piece of audio before I go. A lot of you guys know that I played baseball. I played some college ball, and I was a pitcher. But this pitcher from the Cubs, during his postgame interview, claims that he didn't know that he was one out away from throwing a no-hitter, which I think is complete, absolute bullshit. I'm calling bullshit. Because baseball is a game of superstitions. If you ever notice, or just tradition. I'll say tradition, not superstition. Like, if you hit a dinger, you go yard, you hit a home run off of a pitcher, and you do a big bat flip, and kind of stare him down, guess what? You're either getting the ball in the ear or the next batter after you is getting beamed. So what I'm trying to say, oh, that's the other thing. When you're in the middle of throwing a no-hitter, nobody talks to you. They leave you alone. They don't want to jinx you. So that's why I don't believe what the pitcher at the Cubs said after throwing a no-hitter.
It feels great. I'm not gonna lie. I had no idea until the last out.
Fuck you, buddy. That is bullshit. This is just you trying to look cooler than what you actually are. Like, you knew the whole goddamn time. As a pitcher, which, you know, I've never played on his level. But yeah, like, nobody is around you. Here, I'll give you a prime example. Kevin Costner. Kevin Costner makes the best baseball movies. And in the movie For Love of the Game, not only was he throwing a no-hitter, he was throwing a perfect game, and nobody sat near him on the bench. They you do not talk to the pitcher. You let him do his thing. So that's why I say that this guy is lying through his teeth.
And everybody came running out. I was just locked into the game, and I was just going out there to do my job.
You must have not have been that locked into the game to not know that nobody has gotten a hit off of you yet. Yeah, it just seems like you might have been like pulling a David Wells. You know, when Wells threw his perfect game for the Yankees, he had been out partying until 4 a.m. He was hungover as fuck when he threw his no-hitter. And I guarantee you, David Wells knew that he was throwing a perfect game at the time. All right, guys, going to get out of here. Hope you guys enjoyed today's show. Make sure you go to Tuttle.net, Tuttle.net/vote. You can vote for me for the best podcast not on the radio in the Best of Orlando, Orlando Weekly competition. Hope you guys enjoyed today's show. Hope you guys stay safe, and I will talk to you tomorrow.
And that's the show for today. Thanks for listening to the Tuttle Daily Podcast. Hey, don't be a dickhead. Do us a favor. Like, share, and subscribe to the show. Also, check out the Tuttle category at 315live.com. The Tuttle Daily Podcast is brought to you by Starfire Transport, StitchYouUp.com, and PocketPearClub.com. Special thanks to show producer Vulture and co-host Siroc. Show voiceover service is brought to you by JCVoiceover.com and The Little Cheese Show. Download and subscribe to The Little Cheese Show everywhere podcasts are found. If you want to help support the show, go to paypal.me/TuttleOnTheRadio. You have something you want to say? Tuttle@gmail.com or leave a voicemail at 407-270-3044. To follow all Tuttle's social media, go to Tuttle.net. That's Tuttle with two Ds .net. Thanks again for all your support, and we'll see you tomorrow on the Tuttle Daily Podcast.
I get ignorant in normal situations.
What? What you mean?
What the fuck you mean?
What are you talking about?
Nigga, what the fuck is you talking about?
Oh, shit.